Okay, it's in the message, but I want to give a little tutorial on the Amidah that we just did. So we'll talk about it. What are we doing? Why are we doing it? All of this stuff, you know, it just seems like the Department of Redundancy Department, and it is, but there's a reason, okay? So we do the silent Amidah. First off, before we get into the reasons for doing the Amidah, sometimes people are in different places in their mind, okay? You've had a really tough week, and you're just trying to relax and enjoy Shabbat, and you can't do it, okay? Especially if you're young. This is, you know, this is sort of a difficult thing to stand there quietly in America. Now, in other societies, you know, it's okay. But in America, you know, stand still. You know what? Have a seat. Go get a drink of water. Just be quiet. It's okay. This is a prayer between you and God. And if you're not there in your heart, don't pretend that you are. Okay? You can do things to try to get there in your heart, but sometimes we're just not there. We're not there. Okay? So you can sit down and you relax. This is not a big deal. Okay? But another alternative is don't worry about the book. Go with your heart to God and just talk to God. Or just be with him. Okay, this is a wonderful opportunity for us as a congregation that we're all trying to go to God. Okay, so you can do that too. But what are we really doing? In the days of the first temple, we didn't do things very well. And so God destroyed the temple, right? Nebuchadnezzar came with his army and he destroyed the temple. And suddenly we didn't have a temple anymore. Okay, for the first time since Mount Sinai, 1,000 years we had the tabernacle, we had the temple, and we did the daily sacrifices in the temple. 1,000 years, and suddenly it was gone. How can you be Jewish and not do what God said? And in Numbers 28 and 29, it says, first off, every single day you will sacrifice one lamb for all of the house of Israel. Okay? We can't do that. Now, this wasn't the lamb for sin. This wasn't the lamb for guilt. This wasn't the lamb because it's Shabbat. This is a lamb just because it's a lamb. Just because. This is Israel. So Israel does this before. We can't do this anymore. So a group of really, really smart guys, we were carried off to Babylon. So in Babylon, and it included a lot of the prophets. And maybe you haven't read some of these guys, but they're really smart. Zechariah, Haggai, right? Daniel, Ezekiel, all of the prophets that were in Babylon got together with other leaders and they formed a committee, because that's what we do when you're Jewish. And the committee said, look, we can't do these things anymore. God commands it. It's very clear. God commands. And we said, we can't do it anymore because the temple has been destroyed and God told us to do it only in the place he shall choose. And he chose there. He still is chosen there. So we can't do it. So what do we do when we have a commandment that God gives that we are incapable of doing? Not that it's inconvenient, but that we can't do it. What do? You ignore it? No. You do everything that you can, and you do the part, whatever you can't do, you can't do. But that doesn't mean you ignore it. It means you do everything you can. So what we're going to do in Babylon, it's a decision of the committee, is we're going to get together and we're going to do everything that was done in the temple service except the sacrifice. Because that we can't do. So what did we do? Well, we sang. We entered his courtyards with thanksgiving, or his gates with thanksgiving, courtyards with praise. So we sing some. Okay? The priest of the day, the duty officer, would call the people to worship. That is the sacrificial ceremony. And the priest would stand up on the altar and face the Holy of Holies, and he would say, Baruch Hu et Adonai. So we'll do that too. We're commanded to say the Shema every day in the morning. So we'll do that too, and as we did in the temple. The only thing we won't do is a sacrifice. So instead of the sacrifice, we'll recite the prayers that the Levites would recite during the sacrificial ceremony, and will do it silently. That's what the Amidah is. It is actually the prayers. Now, we've had some shifts. In the Middle Ages, we added some or changed some language and whatnot. That's fine. But this is actually the prayers that we do during the sacrificial service. And this is the entire purpose of the synagogue, that we commemorate the sacrifices. Right? That's why Yeshua went to the synagogue. Why? To fulfill God's law, to fulfill God's commandment. Right? So that's why we're doing it. Right? So if you're used to it, it becomes a natural thing that three times a day when you're going through a service, you reach out to God silently when we do it, when we do the Amidah. When you're just learning, it's not such an easy thing. So when you can go there, you go there. When you can't, you can't. Okay? You can fool your mom and you can fool your dad. You could even fool me. It's not as easy. But you can't fool God. Don't try. Don't try. It's okay. You know, God knows who you are. And you know what? In that recognition, your heart goes to God. Okay? So that's what we're doing with the Amidah and why we do it and why we do synagogue service, period. Okay, so this is Shabbat Shirah. So we are at the portion with the song at the sea. The song at the sea. So Shirah meaning song. So this is the Shabbat of the song, which is also, there's the song of Moses in Deuteronomy. So there's two songs, but we're not worried about that right now. We're worried about the song, which is the song at the sea. Okay, so you guys know what was going on at the Red Sea? So we'd left Egypt, right? We're doing the Exodus. We'd slaughtered the lamb, we'd roasting it, we put the blood on the doorposts the next morning, and we're out of there. So we packed up the truck, and we left. And then Pharaoh had his heart hardened by God, and so he took off after us with Pharaoh's army. But it's important to understand the significance of this, because Pharaoh had the most modern army the world had ever seen. This was a huge, well-trained army. They had M1A1 chariots. They had the best equipment, the best training, and we had nothing. We had nothing. We were a bunch of slaves walking in the desert. They were going to slaughter us. They were going to slaughter us. Our only chance is to escape. But guess what? The sea is at our back. Right? It's a principle of warfare. One of the main principles of warfare of the Fremen. Never enter a cave without an exit. Okay, so we have the sea at our back. We are going to be killed. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Okay? And then God doesn't let it happen. Right? God himself comes and intervenes between. Right? God himself. He's in a pillar of smoke by day and a pillar of fire by night. Smoke and fire, two incompatible things. And a voice comes out of the smoke and the fire. And it puts fear in the hearts of the Egyptians, the smoke and the fire. And we hear the voice that God's going to protect us. How does God have a voice? Let me ask you. Right? God is the creator of everything. He is so big. He is the Ein Sof. We can't even imagine. So what does God do? God makes himself smaller to be able to communicate with us. To be able to communicate with us. Otherwise, he's just so, we have no idea. Okay? So this voice that comes out of the pillar of smoke and the pillar of fire, whose voice is it? The voice of a person, otherwise we wouldn't be able to understand it, right? right? If it's a voice of a tiger, what does it sound like? Okay? We don't understand that. But if it's a voice of a person, we understand that. So who's the person's voice that comes out? Who's the person's voice? It's Yeshua HaMashiach. Okay? This is God in the personhood of a man. And so he talks to us. And this is another thing that our Messiah Yeshua does. Okay? And so it's our Messiah Yeshua that's actually protecting us from the Egyptian army. Right? And then what happens? Then Charlton Heston, Moses, goes and stands with it, you know, and they help him hold his arms up. And see, if you haven't seen the movie Ten Commandments, it's really old. The special effects are funny, but it's a great movie. Okay. And the sea parts, and we walk across, 3 million strong walk across the Red Sea or the Sea of Reeds or what, it doesn't matter. We walk across on dry ground. And we get to the other side. And Yeshua says to the Egyptian army, yeah, sure, come on, I dare you. And they do, and the water comes in on them and they all drown. This is an incredible miracle. And it's because of that miracle that we're all sitting here today. You understand? We were there. And because we were there, we are here. Right? We just talked about dominion. I'm sorry, the congregational service, doing the temple service. Why do we count dominion? Because 10 people represents all of Israel. That's what we do, that service after we have a minion. 9 in the Torah, that's fine. Because we represent all of Israel. All of Israel was there. All of Israel is here. We were saved at the sea. And so we were at the other side in Sinai, which is not necessarily a great place to be, but it was better than being killed by the Egyptians. And so what do? We praise God. And Moses is inspired and writes a song. And all of Israel knows the song automatically. And we sing. We sing. It's important to know and understand that when you're reading scripture, not all the language is the same. You can't treat it the same way. This is a song. It's filled with metaphor and hyperbole. You guys know what that means? It's filled with comparisons and with huge exaggerations. Huge exaggerations. Because it's a song. That's what we do with songs. The song expresses emotion. When you start to take a song and look at it literally, you miss the point of the song. Right? So this is a song of the glory of God having saved us with this huge miracle as we crossed the Red Sea, saved us from the Egyptians. And the metaphor is that God is saving us like this every single day. And ultimately, he saves us like this with the return of the Messiah. The return of the Messiah Yeshua is the next crossing of the sea. Okay? And that's what we're doing here. And so we're going to look at the Torah portion. Now, how many people have seen in the Torah the song at the sea? What the Torah looks like at the song at the sea? Everybody come here and line up here. We're going to all go past the Torah so you can have a look. You guys too. There you go. So come on by. Come look. Because it's one of those markers that it looks different.
No, it's not where it starts.
Yeah, but
it's a good hint.
It's a good hint, yeah. It's a marker, so this is the song at the
same. I used it.
Yeah, go ahead. Cut.
Can you read that yet? You've got 11 months. You got to get on it. Are you a Kohen or Levi?
No.
Okay. The Song at the Sea.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And so the long lines are held out?
Not necessarily, but they are.
It's continuity.
It's to make it fit the block.
Poetic looking.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
We haven't done. So you're Jewish, right? Not really. Okay.
Yeah. Genetically, yes, but not much.
Not much. Do you know the bracha for the Torah?
No.
That's okay. You're going to come anyway. Yamod bimkom kohen. You're just going to stand there. I'll read. Yamod bimkom kohen. Misha berach avoteinu from Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Hu yivarech. Come on around here. Okay, so what do you have a Jewish name?
No.
Okay, what's your first name?
Paul Mark Hill.
Shaul.
Mm-hmm. Mark.
Shaul Ben Giva. Shaul Ben Giva. Okay. Shaul Ben Giva. Ba'avor shalal lechvor ha-makom lechvor ha-torah lechvor ha-shabbat b'sachar zakadosh baruch hu ishmarehu v'tzleu mikol tzara v'tzuka mikol mega nachala v'shlach bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav im kol Yisrael echahav v'nomah amen. May he who blessed our fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, may he bless Shaul Ben Giva, because he has come up to the Torah in honor of the Omnipresent, in honor of the Torah, in honor of the Shabbat. As a reward for this, may the Holy One, blessed be He, protect him and rescue him from every trouble and distress, from every plague and illness. May He send blessing and success in His every endeavor, together with all Israel, His brethren, and let us say, Amen. Amen. Just stand right there and hang on to the Torah with all your soul. Baruch et Adonai Hamvarach.
Baruch Adonai
Barach Leolam Va'ed. Baruch Adonai Barach Leolam Va'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim V'Natan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah. Amen. Amen. Vayhi b'shalach paro et ha'am v'lo nacham Elohim derech eretz Pelishtim ki karov hu ki omer Elohim pez yincham ha'am berotah milchama v'shavuhu metzrayma v'asav Elohim et ha'am derech ha'midbar yam suf v'chamishim alav b'nei Yisrael me'eretz mitzrayim.
Okay,
now you get to read.
Oh, okay.
From here to here.
Here?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't bring my glasses. He just cheated.
Yep. Better?
It happened when Pharaoh sent out the people that God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, because it was near. For God said, perhaps the people will reconsider when they see a war, and they will return to Egypt. So God turned the people toward the way of the wilderness, to the Sea of Reeds. The children of Israel were armed when they went up from Egypt. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had firmly adjured the children of Israel, saying, God will surely remember you, and you shall bring up my bones from here with you.
So you don't slap her on the floor.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torah emet v'chaye olam nata b'tocheinu. Baruch ata Adonai noten haTorah. Amen.
If you would like prayer for the sick, please rise. If you know somebody you'd like prayer for, you just say their name when we come to you.
Misha Berach Avotayno, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, David V'Shlomo, Moshe V'Aaron, Lo Yevarech V'Rofei Et HaCholim.
Martha Thomas.
Regina
Maples
and Vivian Lytle.
Go ahead, Tom. Did you already go?
Yeah.
Brenda Cooner, Deborah Lambert, and Hava Barber.
Rav Yisrael Ben Miriam, Carrie Bot Jacqueline, and Max Lasko.
Besachaz Kadosh Buchu. Yomaleim rachamim aleihem v'chalimem v'rafaotem v'chazikem v'chayetem v'ishlach lahem mehirur v'fuh shlema min ha-shamayim v'rimach ha-vira v'yisa g'diyav b'toch shara chole Yisrael v'rafuat ha-nefesh v'rafuat ha-guf shabati milzok v'rafuah krova lavo ishta bagalav v'izman karihiv v'nomahar. Amen.
He who blessed our fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Moses, and Aaron, David and Solomon, may he bless and heal these sick we have brought before him. May the Holy One, blessed be he, be filled with compassion for them, to restore their health, to heal them, to strengthen them, and to revive them. And may he send them speedily a complete recovery from heaven for all of their organs and all of their blood vessels. And among the other sick of Israel, a recovery of the body and a recovery of the spirit. Though Shabbat prohibits us from crying out, may a recovery come speedily, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. So we're going to talk a little bit about the revelation of Yochanan, about the revelation of John. All right. Truth is, if you want to make money in Christianity, you talk about the end times and the revelation. And there is no two ways about it. That's how to make money in Christianity. The reality is that both the sages